Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. The God School. It's called that. The purpose behind which is that we may come to know more about God and his relationship with us, and certainly in a relationship there is dialogue. God is a person. He does speak, and he hears. We do speak, and we hear. It is a dialogue. And we gain the ear of God when we speak to him, particularly when we, in faith, speak his word. Today I want to go to a familiar psalm to the followers of the God School. Those of you on shortwave, yeah, I don't know about you. We've been here for months and months, and I'm going to be straight up with you. I've not heard a word from any of you. Is there anyone on this shortwave station that's listening? If you are, and if you have learned anything from the God School, I want to tell you, from the mouth of God, you have a responsibility to dialogue with the teacher. Enough said on that. And you can dialogue with the teacher at thegodschool.com in the comment section of any message that you may click on. Having said that, open your Bibles to Psalm 91. Now, it's not obvious from the text, but this is like a scene out of a play. And there are three characters. There are witnesses in heaven, could be angels, could be those men and women of faith who are with our Lord in eternity. They are number one, and they are found in verses 1 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, in 10, 11, 12, and 13. Put a check mark by those and put number one. There is that who represents either you or I, those who activate the measure of faith that God has given us, we respond to those witnesses in heaven. Those responses are found in verse 2 and in verse 9. And the third player in this play in Psalm 91 is God, our Father in heaven, having set some context for that. Let's begin. King James translation. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A better translation is the one dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. The one dwelling. It's interesting. If we went to the Septuagint version of this, it translates these words, secret place, to Boethia. If we go to the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews in the 16th verse, Paul, the writer, I have every confidence, tells us in the 16th verse, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Dr. Scott analogized this to an emergency room. And I've got a friend that he's had to go to urgent care in the last, he's had to go like five times in the last 2 months. He needed help. He went to the urgent care. When we, God's children, need help, let us run to Boethia, a place of help. Of the Most High. And let us lodge there. Let us make it a permanent place of dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, this word Almighty, we find in the first verse of the 17th chapter of Genesis, God Almighty, El Shaddai, the mother picture of God. Let's get this picture in our mind because we remember pictures better than words. He that dwelleth, he that's dwelling in the help zone of God shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai, of El Shaddai. The mother is the source of all the child, the infant needs. That's the first statement from these witnesses from heaven. What's the response? Now, first person, that's you or me. I will say, speak, dialogue. I will say what the heart man believes, what the mouth proclamation is made. I will say of the Lord, or I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust? In him will I trust. Lean with my whole weight is the Hebrew word batach, with the full confidence and expectancy that as we lean on God, he is able to support. Verse 3 says, now we're back to those witnesses from heaven, be they angels, which word simply means messenger. So they could be angels, they could be, as I said earlier, those who've gone before. The Hebrew letter says also, in I believe it's the 12th chapter, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, those who have gone before, pace setters. That's the ones who could be speaking here. To this one who with their mouth has made proclamation of God, that he's our refuge, he's our fortress, he's our God, in him will we trust? Surely he, God, shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. They go on. He, speaking of God, these witnesses are telling us, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. This word is hasa. It means to run to the shelter of a mother bird's wings or the shelter of a rock. These are verbs, folks. Batak, to lean. Hasa, to run with expectancy. His truth, thy shield and buckler, his faithfulness, is even a better translation, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Jesus says in the 17th verse of the Gospel of, or the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, thy word is truth. And throughout his word, from cover to cover, we encounter God's faithfulness. They continue on to testify. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for or the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Look at what God, through these witnesses, is telling the one who is dwelling in the help zone of God. He says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Their day is coming, folks. Their day is coming. Now we get another chance, that is, the responder to these proclamations made by God's witnesses. Ninth verse says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Folks, this is not that choir of witnesses. This is you and me. And it simply says, surely thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Stay there. Now, Deuteronomy 33 says, the eternal God shall be thy refuge. What's being said there is, God's on the corner before we get there. Put your trust, put your faith in Him and do it with your mouth. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Can you say COVID-19? I can say cancer. Or any other plague that beseeches this fleshly body. For the Christian is now a dual creation. He is still the old man of the flesh, but the new man, the new creation in Christ Jesus. This is the one dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. This is the one who can claim God as his refuge, fortress, and God, the one in whom we do trust. For he, God, shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways. They shall bear thee up in hands, with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. I tell you how important this psalm is. Even Satan himself attempts to tempt Jesus with these words in that temptation in the wilderness. He quotes this. Satan does. And Jesus' response is, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Stay in his promises. And the last time, the last word we hear from this choir, this group of witnesses, he says, they say, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet." Whew. You know, in that third chapter of Ephesians, it says, God, who is able to do more than we ask or think, let us stay not in imagination, but in the promises of God. And now, in this drama, God comes on the scene, and God has the final word in this drama. God speaking, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble." God never says we're never going to be in trouble, but he does say he'll be with us and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I want to spend a little more time in these three verses. I get most of this from that living thesaurus. My pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, as he delved deep into the languages that we might get the pictures that will stay in our mind and our hearts, that we might remain faithful also. King James says, because he has, Gene says, this is an exciting utterance. Yay, hooray, he has set his love upon me. He clings to me. In the Septuagint, it says, where we see the translation, he has set his love upon me. The word is elpis. Elpison. Hope. Yay, hooray. He has set his hope upon me. His whole hope and affection upon me. I will set him on high. Yea, he has known my name. Oh, just a couple of weeks ago, we, out of Isaiah 50, taught on many of the names of God. Whatever one fits your situation, grab hold of it and set all your hope, all your affection, all your trust upon him and that name. He, the one trusting, the one who has proclaimed God as his refuge and fortress and his God. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So, in the 14th verse, we encounter the word deliver. And the 15th verse, also English translation, we encounter the word deliver. When it says, therefore, I will deliver him. The word here is palath. It means to bring into security, back to this help zone. When we encounter the word deliver in the 15th verse, the word is chalat, and it means to set free. I will be with him in trouble, and I will set him free and honor him. Means to give weight to. It means to give glory. It says, I believe it's in Psalm 4, the Lord is a shield about me, my glory. Don't attempt to make your own glory. Let God be your glory. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Hebrew word here being translated salvation is Yeshua. They shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people. With long life, I will satisfy him. You know, this same word has been over these many years a most comfortable word to me. We find this same word in the 15th verse of the 17th Psalm. And it says, as for me, the one dwelling in the help zone of God, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. Not my righteousness, that which the gospel declares that God gives to men and women of faith, his righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. It says in the Thessalonian letter that He shall sanctify us wholly over there. Keep God in mind. Keep eternity in view. And that's the God School for today.